Why did you want to plan this fall festival to coincide with the last farmers market?
Right. Well, okay. So this is the first farmers market we've had in Avon in a while. Mm-hmm. It's actually the first official one we've ever had.
Oh, so, the first official.
Right. We've had before a family that would set up and sell some produce, but the village board this year kind of put together a more formal farmers market. We got started a little late this year, but we did the first and third Saturday of the month, starting in July and going through October here. And so we wanted to have a little festival and kind of like a little party to just kind of promote community involvement, as well as we're trying to raise some money for the park that we're trying to rebuild. And so we figured this would be a good way to kind of wrap the year up. Also kind of reaching toward in the future, being able to create more events and fairs and festivals here in town.
Yeah. Can you talk to us a little bit about the park and what kind of shape it's currently in and what has transpired there, what has happened?
Sure. So here a while back, our park was destroyed by some vandalism. And it's kind of been, you know, going downhill anyway. So right now we currently really don't have anything. I think there's a couple, you know, little kids play equipment up there. But as far as having an actual park, it's kind of just an empty spot right now. So Libby White, who is also a trustee on the board, has been working hard to put together a plan to, you know, get us a nice park. We're, you know, wanting to put up a pavilion and get some play equipment that's kind of suitable for all ages. And she has a real good plan together. And I'm not exactly sure of the end dollar amount, but I think it's around $50,000 is what we're needing to raise.
Mm-hmm.
I think currently we're sitting around, oh, I don't have the number in front of me, but somewhere around $7,000. So we got a little bit of a ways to go. And I'm sure there's some grants out there we can get as well. But this is, you know, what we're trying to do in-house.
Yeah.
to help with the issues.
And I think, like you said, these events are cool because it kind of combines community working together and having fun, but also making an investment in the future. And You said you had more plans to do events like this in the future, hopefully?
Yeah, I mean, that's the direction we're going. The Village of Avon doesn't actually own any of the events that happen in this town. We have the Fat Steer Show, and that's put on by the Businessmen Association here in town, and they do the Christmas lights as well. And then there's just not really anything that happens anymore that's put on by the town. And when I was first got on the board back in 2019, that's kind of been my goal, is to, you know, promote community involvement, to get the public out. I mean, that's kind of the goal here is to come together and be a community. I mean, that's kind of the perks of living in these smaller towns. So
yeah,
we're hoping to come next year, want to do some side-by-side rides. Those are kind of becoming a big thing anymore. We're talking about doing some motorcycle rides, possibly some car shows. And then, of course, we're going to bring the farmers market back next year, starting in May this time. And we're hoping that by next year we can turn this fall festival into a full 3 or 4 day weekend event, and maybe get a street dance going and more live music and more friends, and possibly another carnival if everything works out as planned.
Well, let's talk about what you've got planned for this fall, for the first fall festival, because it's a pretty impressive range of events and activities, I think. What are some of the things that you'd like to highlight and maybe you're most excited about?
Well, absolutely. We do have a lot of things going on. We've had a lot of help with, members of the community. Frank Craver's coming out and doing hay rack rides for people. There'll be two or three trips that go for that. We're going to have GTFO's mobile escape room trailer. Those are kind of neat. You've got, I think, 10 or 15 minutes to kind of solve the puzzles to get out of the room, and it's kind of a fun thing people do. There's going to be some kids' games, needle in the haystack. Looking at my schedule here, there should be a bike and wagon parade that starts everything off for kids, that they can decorate their bikes and wagons, and we'll parade them around a little bit. Some potato sack races. We're actually going to do an adult needle in the haystack too, with some more adult prizes that they can, you know, dig through to find. And then we're going to wrap the day up with a hot dog eating contest. Is kind of the big thing. I'm hoping that goes over well. We've got about 500 hot dogs that we're going to cook, so hopefully we get some people to enter into this contest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll have some 50-50 drawings and some raffle drawings. We've got some, you know, good donations for the raffles. There'll be live music. Storm Shelter and Wally Foster will be set up doing with their food truck, I think some barbecue pork and brisket and a lot of good food there. And other than that, you know, the farmer's market and craft show will be going on as normal, and there will be a side-by-side ride coming through town that day, too, I'm hearing. So I'm hoping we get a lot of people in and have a good turnout.
Is there anything that people need to pre-register for or sign up in advance for?
Sure. If they want, you can go in anytime to City Hall. I've got all the sign-up sheets in there. Otherwise, sign-up's going to begin at 8 o'clock when the farmer's market opens. And then you can sign up, you know, the day of, right before. You know, the hay rack rides will load people up until we're full, and they'll take off. And I think we'll be gone for about 45 minutes to an hour per ride is kind of what we're leaning toward there. But I mean, it's all going to be kind of right in the same area. So it's, you know, there's not really any strict rules or anything for sign up. Just come and have fun and enjoy the day.
It sounds like you'll have a good one. Anything else I guess you'd like to highlight before we wrap things up, or that people should know about Saturday or anything else going forward? Is there a place I should want to ask you too, is if somebody wants to donate to the park fund, is there an easy way that they can do that, or somebody they can get a hold of?
Right. So Libby White, again, is taking kind of taking control of all the park stuff. So if they called Village Hall and Avon, or got a hold of myself or Libby White personally, we could get them, you know, directed to the right place there. And I think, you know, just calling City Hall would probably be the best way to communicate that.